Right. Not that I've ever known it when I've preached, but one of the things that a preacher dreads is people falling asleep while he's preaching. But I'm going to talk a little bit, well, it's right at the very end of my sermon actually, about the horizontal position. But not necessarily sleeping. So you might have to stay awake to the end to find out. What I want to talk about this evening is how do we get to know God in His fullness? Our individual picture may be different. If I was to ask everyone here how do we get to know God in His fullness, each of us may hold a piece of that already, a facet of God. And from that, we could build a picture. But is this how God wants us to experience Him? Or are we missing out? Is just holding a piece of God's fullness enough? Or are we missing out? In Ephesians 1, verses 22 to 23, it speaks of Christ under God and Him being the head of the church and the fullness which fills it all. And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is the body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. Something I noticed here straight away, it's interesting that it doesn't say bits of Him. It doesn't say parts of Him. It says a fullness in every way. What does that mean to us? How can we interpret that into our lives? It's quite easy to picture it, really, when a cup is full, you can't get any more in it. When a cup is full, the only place it can go is overflow. Is God's fullness and knowing God in His fullness having your cup full? Again in Ephesians 4:13 it says, until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Not in part, not in a bit, not in just a facet, but all. First two scriptures we've looked at speaks of a fullness which has been bestowed upon Christ. Now, if you remember when I started out, is how do we get to know God in His fullness? Is it the same? Colossians 1:19 This is speaking of Christ. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him. So from that we can take that fullness in Christ and fullness in God is the same thing. And it's through Christ that we can attain that fullness in God. I also said at the beginning when I started that perhaps I could go around each of you and take a part of a picture to build something in its fullness, to build possibly a complete picture of the fullness of God. I don't think that's how it's supposed to be. I don't think that's how God wants it to be in us. God wants us to know it all, to know the fullness. It says in Colossians 2 verses 6 to 10 these words: so then, just as you've received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. I think that God wants each of us to attain that fullness, that completeness. So why are we content with part? Ask this question to yourself: have I got the fullness of God? Now I'd like to say, that's great to each of you when you respond yes. But I think that the response would be different. The response may be that I've never experienced the fullness. The response may be that I've been contented with these bits. Look at them. Them bits are bits of God. And I'm happy with them. They're mine. And it may be that you're contented with bits. It may be that your response would be, I've experienced the fullness, but it's run out a bit. Things have got in the way. Things have distracted me. And it's run out a bit. If you get a cup and fill it to the brim, and then you drop your biscuit in it, the biscuit goes to the bottom and the tea comes out the top. If you took the biscuit out of the bottom again, part of the tea's gone. You no longer have the full cup. Something else has got in the way. Something else has taken a space which could have been filled. I think if each of us are honest this evening, we can say that we somehow fall into the above categories. How can we change? How can we experience the fullness of God? I think it's a daily challenge. Yeah. Take up the cross, so to speak. A perpetual filling and refilling. Things which we cling on to in our earthly life fill these spaces that aren't God's spaces. Yeah, we might run all right as a Christian on 25%, on 50%. On 75%, maybe even 95%, but never quite full as God wants us to be. I think it comes down to how far do you want to go? How much do you want God in your life? It reminds me of when Jesus was on this earth, of the story of the woman which had the issue of blood. This has been bothering her for many, many years. That by touching Jesus' garment, Jesus' cloak, that problem was solved. Are we putting ourselves in a position where we're reaching out for God? Where we're looking forward and seeing that our need can only be met by reaching out to God? Or are we just watching at a distance? In our worship, are we fully immersing in His Spirit? Or are we just here for the sing-along? In our prayer life, are we just requesting but not confessing? We sing a song quite often, stripping back the things in our life. In Scripture, it speaks of falling before our God, a sign of total surrender. Prostrate before Him. 1 Kings 18:39, when all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." This was when God set the altar ablaze. Are we putting ourselves in that position of total submission? Because that holds the key to knowing the fullness of God. If I was to come round and ask you to show me the fullness of God, would it just be a part this evening? Would it just be an individual facet of a diamond? Something precious to you, but not the complete thing. God's in the business of doing a complete thing. But it does mean you have to be in the business of total submission. I'm not saying that I want you all to lie down this evening with your head to the floor. It may be something you've never done. It may be something you've never felt the need to do. But how do you put yourself in that position of total submission to God? Are you content with that part? Or do you want to know more? Do you want to have that cup which is full to the brim? God wants that in each of us. He wants you to know His fullness. This is an ongoing thing in each of our lives. Yeah. It's an attitude. It's a position. And it's a position we all have to adopt. The other option is you can be happy with 25%. You can be happy with the 50%. But you'll never achieve the fullness. That woman, when she was healed, that fullness came into her. She laid and gave everything before God in touching His garment. Are we in that position this evening? Are we willing to put ourselves in that position? I hope and pray that each of us are. I'm not leaving myself out of this. Because it's important that each of us are in this position. God's fullness is a wonderful thing. And to experience that daily is all that God wants in each of our lives. Amen. Thank you.